This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did I do the right thing? I need a little help with my moral compass to see if I acted the right way.
I'll do my best, but I don't think you can be fully reliant on my opinion.
Go ahead. That's why I'm going to put it out to everybody in the IE, not just you, Guy. Okay, so Saturday we had pictures for baseball. We go do our pictures afterwards. The kids are hungry. We're like, cool, let's go get some breakfast because we were up early. They love IHOP.
Yum.
So we go to IHOP. We sit down, and our server comes over, and it's one of Colt's, like, school friends' moms.
Okay, do you know her?
I've seen her at school pickup before, so it's like one of those friendly, like, hi. Yeah, yep. Exactly. Like, I knew who she was when she came to the table. Oh, hey, how are you? Good. She takes our order. She's super sweet. She brings our food, and it's not quite what I ordered.
What do you mean not quite?
Art and I both got omelets, right? And I was trying to be healthy with my omelet, so it was like, you know, cherry tomatoes and spinach and stuff like that.
Yep.
And when it came, it had all that stuff, but it also had bacon and hash browns added to it. And it wasn't Art's. Art didn't order his like that. And so I was like,
it's a little irritating when you're trying to be healthy.
I was trying to be good. And so I was like, okay, I'm not going to say anything. And she was busy too. I was like, I'm going to suck it up and eat it. It wasn't like they added mushrooms, like something I wouldn't eat. You know what I mean? So I ate it and whatever. So insult to injury, though, all those things, because I made my own omelet, was like an extra charge on top of what I had ordered. And so I didn't say anything. And I'm like, you know, like, I know who she is. I don't want to be that person to complain. Did I do the right thing?
I think you did. I wouldn't have blamed you if you said something because you had every right to. But you've got to go say to yourself, is the juice worth the squeeze? You might see this woman again. You don't know what she's going to say to other people at the school. It could possibly become a thing. I think you did the right thing leaving it and moving on. That's me personally.
Well, and you know I'm very passive aggressive.
Yes.
So like when she dropped off the omelet, she was like, oh, who had the bacon? And Art and I both looked at each other and we're like, neither one of us. And she goes, oh, no, I'm pretty sure this is yours, and handed it to me. And I was like, okay, like that was almost my like nice way of saying, like, I didn't order that.
You did really well keeping your mouth shut because going out to dinner is expensive with a family. You want to get your right order, especially when you're trying to be healthy. So well done. I think you did the right thing for the long-term future.
Okay. Weigh in. Did I do the right thing or should I have complained? You could call or text us 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog.
Kelly's having a battle with her conscience about whether she did the right thing and needs our help, or your help. She never needs my help. About
a
food order.
I don't trust your judgment most of the time, Guy. No, we went out to eat over the weekend, and I'm trying to do better and make better decisions with what I'm eating. Mm-hmm. So I ordered an omelet. I ordered it with like veggies and stuff like that. When it came, it had all those veggies, but it also had bacon and hash browns and like extra cheese in it.
Double the carbs, double the calories.
Yeah, I didn't order. Yep. And then on top of that, it was an extra charge because it was more ingredients into the omelet. And so it just happened to be that our server was somebody that we know from school. So I didn't want to complain and be like, hey, this isn't my order. So I ate it. And then I was like, man, why didn't I just say something?
I wouldn't have said something. I'd have done what you said. But a lot of people are saying you should, Kelly. Like the 909, I hate to say it, but you should have said something. The server will never learn if she isn't corrected.
909 says, maybe you could have said something like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't order that. I'm trying to do better and eat healthy. Would it be possible to get it the way that I ordered? That probably would have been the best route.
That's smart. But in the moment, you don't think of stuff like that as you're panicking.
I didn't. You know what I thought of? I was like, ooh, she's going to go back to school and be like, Colt's mom is so mean. And I was like, no, like, I just wanted what I ordered.
That's what I think. And the eye is small. Reputations can, you know, really spread like wildfire, unfortunately. But also, 909 here says you totally did the right thing. It's exactly what I would have done in the circumstance.
And then 909, another one here says, I don't think it's complaining. Complaining would be like if you didn't like what you actually got. You didn't get what you ordered. And with as expensive as everything is, it's kind of, you know, a smack in the face.
Were you more upset with the extra cost or the fact you couldn't eat healthy like you wanted to?
Oh, are you kidding me? I took it as a sign from God. She put hash browns in there. God wants me to be fat. I will eat it and be the nice person that I am.
Is that how you justified it?
Yeah, 100%.